It's game time. And if you've got a hunch about this NBA season, you could turn it into a big win on FanDuel. Because right now, new customers can bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets if you win.
Ooh, that guy's hotter than a microwave burrito.
Now that's a red-hot hunch.
21 plus and present in Ohio. Must be first online real money wager. $5 deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See full terms at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Matter Private Network.
On News Talk.
The world of Irish dancing has been rocked by accusations of fesh-fixing, according to the Irish Independent this morning. The CLRG on Cumisiúm Le Rinke Gaeilge, which is the largest and oldest Irish dancing body in the world, this week announced that it had appointed a former judge to oversee an investigation into the cheating allegations. Joining me now is Ellen Coyne, Irish Independent news correspondent. Ellen, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, this is a pretty shocking story, but you also say in your piece that maybe it's not that surprising. Explain.
That's right. So for the last 24 to 36 hours, we have been inundated with messages from parents of children who compete in Irish dancing, who said that despite the fact that they're disgusted, that they're shocked by the revelations that have come out over the last couple of days, they're unfortunately not surprised, because Irish dancing has always had a suspicion that it might have a problem with cheating or fixing of feshes. There would be examples where people might make mistakes that, to anyone who understands Irish dancing, would have them instantly disqualified, yet they might manage to come third or second or place in some way despite that. So I suppose the reason that what has come out now is so significant is, despite the fact that a lot of Irish dancing teachers, parents of dancers and dancers themselves have suspected that there might be a problem with cheating in the CLRG for a while, this is the first time anyone has been able to access what appears to be very, very significant evidence to support those claims.
Now, the evidence is contained in text messages. Between whom, and what are those messages saying?
That's right. So this document that was given to the CLRG in July is basically a collection of screenshots. It's conversations between one specific teacher and 12 others. So the person sending the messages in all of the screenshots is the same. In these conversations, it differs. So sometimes the sender is asking the receiver to arrange it so that their dancer would perform really well in a competition. Sometimes these texts seem to be sent as the competitions were happening. And then other times the sender was kind of receiving requests from people to look after their students themselves. So this was all handed over to the CLRG in July. But as we've revealed in the Irish Independent this morning, we've seen evidence that a number of the dancing teachers who were named in these allegations have since presided over Irish dancing competitions. And that will be a major source of concern to any of your listeners who might spend $2,500 on an Irish dancing costume. All of the costs on the hair, the tan, the makeup, the travel, the expenses to get to and compete in these shows, who are now wondering, did their children ever have a chance at all?
So there has long been a perception of an unfairness inbuilt in the whole system, but no proof, and now proof positive. But yet, when the outfit in charge of overseeing all of this are told about the potential scandal, they still permit, even after the allegations, people mentioned in those allegations to preside.
That's right. And we sent a list of quite detailed questions to the CLRG yesterday, who have made it clear that they have appointed a former Court of Appeal judge to preside over this process to kind of investigate these claims. And they're basically, they're annoyed that a lot of this has now been aired in public, because they're wondering, would this prejudice the process that they've started? And they've made it clear, they're saying that the allegations that have been made against certain Irish dancing teachers on social media so far are just that, allegations. So they didn't actually answer our questions or kind of clarify the questions that were coming to us from parents as to why anyone who is being investigated, even just over the course of that investigation, wouldn't kind of step aside from adjudicating just for the time being for the peace of mind of parents.
Now, for those people texting each other and one or two people kind of orchestrating everything, what's in it for them? I mean, is it, I scratch your back, you scratch mine? In other words, you give one of my pupils a high mark and I'll give one of your pupils a high mark. Is that what's going on?
It's a really interesting question because it is notable that in the screenshots that we've seen, there is no mention of money being exchanged. But if you talk to people from the Irish dancing world, they'll say that if you were a teacher of an Irish dancing school, Pat, and you had a number of people who were world champions or All-Ireland champions, that would actually prove to be quite lucrative for you, because the more champions that you have, the more prestige that your school has, the more you can charge in fees. And you could also make a lot of money going to other schools and maybe talking people through your routines and things like that. So it's all about building this prestige for the school itself. And that would be where the kind of financial benefit would come from. It's also worth pointing out that my understanding is that some of the teachers who have been alleged to be involved in this, their students are very, very good. This is not crap dancers kind of being elevated to the top of the podium. The fact of the matter is, a lot of these dancers, my understanding is, would have a fair enough chance of winning on their own. It's just the fact that because Irish dancing is so precise and it's so competitive, it's totally possible that another dancer could be better than them on the day. And it seems from the evidence that we've seen that some teachers were just not willing to take that chance.
There is also mentioned in your story the offer of sexual favours. I mean, I'm not sure how explicit that is. You know, is it innuendo? And who's offering what to whom?
Yeah, the messages were fairly explicit, and that was contained within one conversation. So it was between one teacher and another. And the screenshots were kind of multiple conversations over a period of time where they both appeared to be kind of helping each other out. Both of them seemed to act as adjudicators at one point or another. And there were kind of very explicit sexual references to maybe doing certain acts for 100, which is obviously a top score. That has attracted a huge amount of attention from parents and a lot of concern, as you can kind of understand. But unfortunately, the individual involved has not yet responded to queries from the Irish Independent, but we're still trying to get in touch with them today.
But let's make it clear, this is two adult instructors having this exchange. There's no question of children being dragged into all of this. That aspect of it anyway. Now, the interview you have with some parents in the Independent this morning is very interesting. You know, they go off to the UK for a dancing competition. The child is absolutely enthusiastic, loves Irish dancing anyway. And then the parents see what's going on, that really, no matter how good the child is, she has no hope, no hope. And the father says, this is for the birds.
Exactly. I mean, we've had so many messages from people who said that they had children who were really promising Irish dancers, who got to a certain stage where they realised that no matter how good they were, no matter how hard they worked, they felt that they could never get a world title because they didn't come from a certain school, because their teachers weren't part of what they perceived to be this kind of elite allegiance that tends to look after each other. And the children got very burnt out and they left. And this morning, there's a lot of like, it's kind of bittersweet for those parents to realize that if, you know, their competitions were the ones affected by this alleged cheating scandal, they weren't imagining it. It wasn't all in their head. It wasn't just them being precious about their own child. This is, as far as we know, the biggest alleged cheating scandal in the CLRG, which is the biggest Irish dancing organisation in the world and the oldest. So while some people really hope that this could be a reckoning for Irish dancing, it has also brought a dark cloud over it. And people really feel that at the end of all of this, it should be the children who had nothing to do with the cheating who should be protected. And it's a very difficult thing to explain to a child. And it's very difficult for the rest of us who would have seen Irish dancing essentially as a kind of innocuous child's hobby, to realise that there's this kind of cutthroat industry behind the scenes.
Yeah, I remember being in the Burlington Hotel many years ago when one of these international competitions was on, and I didn't realise, you know, how expensive the costumes were, where they came from. There were people from Boston, from New York, from California, from Chicago. There were people from all over the UK and possibly other countries. So maybe it's Moya Doherty and John McColgan's fault on Riverdance and Michael Flatley and the rest of it, but it truly is an international activity.
Oh, yeah. And I mean, you've really hit the nail on the head there. Over the past few years, it is it has just boomed in a way that actually makes some dance teachers uncomfortable. And you have massive spin-offs now where you might have a really successful dance school that also might make costumes, which can cost up to $2,500. And the costumes might then sponsor certain competitions. So it's all very incestuous. And there is huge money to be made. And from a lot of the teachers that I've been speaking to over the last couple of days, they feel that the fact that this has become such a monolith, and because there is so much money slushing around Irish dancing, maybe that is what has led to this alleged cheating scandal. The fact that people stand to make so much money from Irish dancing is maybe one of the reasons that this alleged problem has emerged.
We all thought it might change, that the rather odd-looking Celtic costumes would be no more, and Jean Butler's leotard, black tights and little skirt would become the norm, and therefore the focus would be not on costume but on skill. But that did not evolve in this international Irish dancing series of competitions. So the CLRG, on Commission Le Rinke Gaelica, are they international too? Are they based all over the place?
Yes, that's right. So there would be a lot of CLRG teachers in the United States, for example, and they would hold competitions all over the world. The calendar is fairly, it's fairly full on for the CLRG. So I think that's another important point as well. Like, obviously, this is of such interest to us because it is Irish dancing at the end of the day. But last night, I could see that our story was being shared quite widely in the United States, where this will also be a cause for concern. And of the teachers that have been implicated so far, it's also worth mentioning that they are based across the world. So this is, while the CLRG is obviously an Irish organisation, this is very much a global story, and it's one that people all over the world will be paying attention to, particularly as we come into more competitions. I know that the All Scotland Championships are starting in Glasgow today. The Ulster Championships will be taking place at the end of the month, and I think that this, it will really be the thing that everyone will be talking about at these competitions for a long time to come.
Ellen, were you a dancer yourself?
I was for a very short period of time, and I'm starting to understand retrospectively that I definitely was not cut out for it, if this is what Irish dancing is really like.
Ellen Coyne, great reporting there in today's Irish Independent. Ellen, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
It's game time. And if you've got a hunch about this NBA season, you could turn it into a big win on FanDuel. Because right now, new customers can bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets if you win.
Ooh, that guy's hotter than a microwave burrito.
Now that's a red-hot hunch.
21 plus and present in Ohio. Must be first online real money wager. $5 deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See full terms at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.